I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, LB on History.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Time for LB on History. And every once in a while, we hope that you might learn something when you listen to this show. So this particular segment is one in which we share with LB an event in history or a person from history.
Yeah.
And we ask him to tell us everything that he does or does not know about that event or that person in 60 seconds or less.
Now, I was not happy with the lack of respect on the Mother Teresa thing last week.
Well, I think you
I nailed it.
Yeah. I mean,
I get zero respect for it. I took a lot of heat. Yeah. Twitter-wise.
You mean from the callers or the texters?
Yeah,
or,
yeah. From the peeps, the AM peeps.
You just can't win, LB. You can't win.
What more can you say about her? Yeah, so let's do this. Let's nail it again today.
Mike Hsu, are you able to put 60 seconds on the clock over there? Have you figured out how to operate the clock?
I can look at the clock.
Okay. You don't know what the clock is labeled as. That's a real problem.
Some of this may have been left over from
Spazzy.
Anthony.
From the former producer? Maybe. The former, yeah. Former?
I don't know.
The former. He might have spelled clock without the L.
Yeah.
Why don't you try looking that up?
I'm afraid what I might find.
I did have a slip up with that once, if you recall.
Yes, you did. Yes. You said it on the air, I believe.
A 9 a.m. Curfew.
It's going to be... what would it...
60 minutes.
What could it possibly be labeled as?
Ticking.
Ticking.
LB History. Misc.
Clock.
Obscure reference. Puppets. Was it Puppets of the Penis or Penis of the Puppet?
Puppetry of the Penis?
Puppetry of the Penis. The guy did the wristwatch. That was a move.
Oh, yes.
With his schlong all on.
Shoot, I can't believe that you cannot possibly find a...
There you go.
Okay, all right, I'm
sorry. What is it labeled as?
It says drop clock tick.
Drop clock tick.
Yeah, that's easy to find.
All right. What? Well, let's put
good effort, kid. Good on you.
Let's put the 60 seconds on the clock. LB, please tell us everything you know about Sir Isaac Newton.
Ah. Well, we know that if you drop a rock and a feather, that it hits the ground at the same time. Sir Isaac Newton. I mean, he's a scientist. He's one of those genius guys back in the day. Newton's law. What is Newton's law? He has a law, okay? And I'm trying to think of... Ah, God. Newton's law of gravity, right? He's got a part of that deal. You know, he didn't have the crazy hair, okay? The other white-haired dude had the... he had the crazy hair. But he was like, you know, he was like one of those awesome... scientists of the 1800s. Isaac Newton of law, gravity, the whole gravity thing. That's what it is, okay? You drop a rock, and you drop a feather, it hits the ground at the same time.
And time.
Time! Mm. Let's do some fact-checking.
Oh, boy.
I believe you may have been referring to the theory of relativity. Maybe.
Well, you guys check it out. Is that what it is?
Now, he was... you mentioned that He was around in the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1700s,
or the back in the day when everybody was inventing everything, designing everything. Mm-hmm. They found out the world wasn't flat. You know, I think he was like in the 1800s.
What?
He was. Oh no, I'm just mmming him. Oh,
okay. Do you have some fact checking information?
He was right on the gravity.
Yeah.
That's one of Newton's three laws.
Yeah. Right. He mentioned Newton's laws also.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised he didn't mention the Fig Newton. I thought for sure that the Fig Newton was.
I don't understand what people see in a Fig Newton.
I like the Apple Newtons. Those are good.
Yeah.
The theory of relativity was Einstein.
Oh, Einstein had the theory of relativity.
That's the guy with the crazy hair.
He did have crazy
Isaac
hair.
Isaac Newton also did have some
Newton
fairly
had crazy,
crazy
hair
also, as well.
Was that a wig?
Probably, right?
Back then, they all wore wigs.
Yeah.
The whole thing was
powdered wigs.
Was the wigs.
Bugs in them.
But I think he's way off on... That when it comes to time, I think he's not way off because he mentioned the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. But
when was he born?
He developed his theories mostly in the mid 1600s.
1600s.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's pretty crazy cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when like Henry VIII was lopping off heads just because he thought it was cool.
Didn't he have the apple on the head that he like the wasn't there something with the shooting the apple
that
off
was that, Sir William Tell.
That was William Tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
With an arrow.
But
he dropped the apple from the tree.
And
I
it
believe.
Fell at the same time as the feather. I think
exactly.
It wasn't a rock.
Yeah.
It was the apple, right? Yeah.
Right. But he did, LB was correct on the same time of falling.
Correct. Now
not bad.
Is it his flat Earth theory that is making a comeback, did that belong to somebody else? It was probably like Aristotle or somebody like that.
It's somebody that has some sort of
something.
Head issues that you know, stuck at home because they're scared to go out of their house. And
very important to mention, according to several texters, that the rock and the apple do not fall at the exact same time. I don't know if that's...
Really?
I don't know. I guess what? Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying, can we please mention the fact that a feather and a rock do not land at the exact same time?
They fall at approximately the same rate.
A ton of feathers and a ton of rocks fall at the same...
They weigh the same.
The 508 texter, I guarantee if you drop a rock and a feather from the top of the roof, the rock is falling to the ground before the feather.
I don't know about that. Do some Googling because they do find... that objects fall at the same rate when resistance forces do not come into play. Because logically, you would think the rock would fall faster because it's more dense.
That's why it has to be weighted.
Right.
You can't drop one feather and one rock. If you drop a pound of rocks and a pound of feathers, they will land at the same time.
Mass comes into play.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's Newton's laws. Mass times...
Something
speed
equals -3 over the
gravity.
Time's
derivative.
In a vacuum, they both fall at the exact same time. Well, that's what everybody's texting in. All the experts.
Again, smarty pants.
Yes.
You're being nitpickers.
Well,
we all know that Newton's law is gravity. Everything falls at the same time. Please, you jump out of a plane, I weigh 280 pounds. You jump out of a plane, you weigh 180 pounds. We both hit the ground at the same time.
What? I feel like you'd be doing some acrobatics to slow yourself down. Hey, kid, look what I can do. I can fly like a penguin.
Ooh, a triple Lindy in the air.
Here's a text from an MIT student. Mm-hmm. Danielle is 100% right.
And, Obviously, I always am.
And they say, MIT student, enough said.
Thank you, MIT student.
Me. What did you say that was right that I didn't say?
I was backing you up.
Yeah. Hello, Steve.
Calm down, guys.
He's trying to get
in
your pants, that's why.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, doesn't it have to be in a vacuum for them to fall at the same time?
That's what everybody's saying.
That's gravity,
bud. Everybody's saying
again,
in a vacuum.
You're nitpicking, people. Yeah. Come on, man. We all know this.
And I think the thing with the apple was that he was sitting, wasn't he lying under a tree or something,
in
lounging?
And the apple hit him on the head?
Then he came up with his theory then and there.
I believe that's how Schoolhouse Rock portrayed it.
I'm sure.
Right.
Yes, you're right, Chew. But see, it was easier back then because there were no theories. Now every theory has been taken. But back then, you could just look at anything and go, you know what? I have a theory about that. And quite frankly, you were probably right. Now, normally it was common sense, but nobody had come up with any theories then because there's only like 10 people on the whole entire Earth.
Well, you had to think about it. You come up with a crazy theory and either you prove it or they burn you at the stake because that's they think
right.
you're a witch.
That's, right. that's also right. true. That's yeah. true. That's true.
Didn't work out for the guy who thought the sun revolved around the earth, though.
Oh. That's,
yeah. there's no money back guarantee.
Newton also has the law of motion, according yes. to this well-educated texter. And here's a text which says the Apple story is fake, never happened. Yeah. We have no way to verify that. Are you saying it's fake news?
We have no way to verify Jesus, too.
Are you saying it's fake news? That's what that person is saying.
CNN reported.
It's fake news. Fake news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.